Next is a initial history and physical exam on Linda Weinhold, last name W-E-I-N-H-O-L-D, first name Linda L-I-N-D-A, places Covenant Glen in Frankenmuth. Date was January 27, 2022. Paragraph, Mrs. Weinhold is an 84-year-old female who just moved into Covenant Glen after being hospitalized, period. The reason for hospitalization was chest pain and a myocardial infarction was ruled out, period. However, she does have chronic stasis ulcers of her legs and calves bilaterally and was treated for cellulitis, IV antibiotics, period. This improved slightly, but she was sent home on doxycycline, 100 milligrams every 12 hours for 15 doses, period. The wounds have been there for a while, but they seem to have worsened in recent weeks, period. She was treated in the hospital for this as well, period. She has significant edema, but that's relatively stable on her dose of Lasix, 40 milligrams daily, and metalazone, 2.5 milligrams three times weekly, period. These are in place for about 2 weeks, and the zoxyn does not seem to have a stop date, though, period. She moved in from, she was living in Franken, was not too far away, period. She complains of pain when they do dressing changes, and was sent home a Norco 5 through 25 three times a day, period. However, what I observed her wound change, and she was in real pain when they took the zero form off, period. The wound is being treated with zero form followed by dressings, period. This is the main thing that's bothering her, period. There's dark skin laterally on the right lateral shin, and most of it's wet and has a bit of yellow, but mostly it's clean, period. New paragraph. She has a history of stroke and September of 2020, which is mostly recovered. Period. She had a she had ST elevation MI in March of 2021 and has a stent, period. Currently she denies chest pain or shortness of breath, and this seems stable, period. The recent chest pain was why she was hospitalized, and there's no new myocardial infarction, period. She also had a breast cancer, had a lumpectomy in 1993 and a mastectomy in 2010, period. This appears stable, period. New paragraph. She's on allopurinol for gout prevention, period. She has history of hypertension, period. Blood pressure day was just slightly up, but for the most part, stable, period. She denies any headaches, period. No new complaints, period. New paragraph. There's also a history of atrial fibrillation, for which he is on amiodarone 100 milligrams daily for cardiology and is on Eliquis 2.5 milligrams twice a day for anticoagulation, period. Heart rate was stable when seen. New paragraph, review of systems, constitutional, nice feeling fever, having chills, eye, no major visual complaints, ENT, she seemed to hear adequately, no earache or sore throat, respiratory, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum, cardiovascular, no current angina, although she had chest pain a week or so ago, no palpitations, some edema, GI, no abdominal pain, vomiting, or bleeding, GU, no dysuria or hematuria, musculoskeletal, no acute arthralgias, skin, or she has the wounds of her legs as noted, no other rash or itch, and it's mostly dry on the upper body. Heme, no excessive bruising or bleeding. Endocrine, no polyuria or polydipsia. Musculoskeletal, she does have some arthralgias of the knees and hips, but that's not the big source of her pain. New paragraph, past history. Positive for stroke in September 2020, osteoarthritis. Myocardial infarction with stent in March 2021. Stroke in 2020, mastectomy in 2010, lumpectomy 1993. These are due to breast cancer. Some type of chronic kidney disease, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, breast cancer, urinary incontinence, osteoporosis, atrial fibrillation. Paragraph, family history. Her mother had a severe stroke and died at 78. Her father died at 67. He was a heavy smoker and had cardiovascular disease, period. He died during an appendectomy, period. No diabetes. New paragraph, social history. No smoking or ethanol abuse. New paragraph. Medications. Allopurinol 100 milligrams daily. Amiodarone 100 milligrams daily. Okay, I got that twice now. Okay, daily. In the morning. Atorvastatin 40 milligrams nightly. Calcium plus vitamin D 500/200. One tablet daily. Plavix 75 milligrams daily. Doxycycline 100 milligrams every 12 hours. Eliquis 2.5 milligrams twice a day, folic acid 1 milligram daily, furosemide 40 milligrams daily, metalazone 2.5 milligrams 3 times weekly, metoprolol 12.5 milligrams twice a day, potassium chloride 10 milligrams daily, vitamin B12 1,000 micrograms daily, Cetaphil 4 times a day is needed. Norco 5325, one tablet 3 times a day as needed. Miralax 17 grams and 8 ounces as needed. Gentamicin 0.1% to the affected area 3 times a day. New paragraph. Examination. She's not acutely distressed or ill appearing, but is in pain due to her wounds. Blood pressure 148 over 80, pulse 78, respiratory rate 18. Head and neck, pupils equal reactive light, eyelids and conjunctiva normal, extraction wounds intact, oral mucosa normal, ears normal to inspection, hearing seemed adequate. Neck supple, no mass, no palpable thyromegaly, no nodes, lungs, clear to percussion and auscultation, without labored breathing, cardiovascular, normus 1S2, no gallop, no murmur, slight edema 1+ or 2+ of her legs, fetal pulse is palpable, abdomen soft, non-tender, no palpable gynecomegaly. See, that's cranial dorsal normal sensation intact. There's no clear-cut weakness on one side. Musculoskeletal. No joint inflammation or effusion. Period. Skin, there's stasis ulcers. Fairly extensive on her calves. The right one is worse than the left. The right has darkened tissue bilaterally, period. She had cellulitis surrounding that, which seems a bit better. New paragraph up. The rest of the skin is intact and dry, period. No flashes. Oriented times 3 with normal affect, except that she's a bit distressed by pain. New paragraph assessment of plant. 1, Mrs. Weinhold has skin lesions in the hospital and she's being treated for cellulitis. And I will continue the doxycycline 100 milligrams twice a day until it's complete and she's to be on it for 15 doses, period. She'll get zeroform for the wound and covered with coverings. If necessary, she'll have to go to a wound clinic in Saginaw, but we'll see how she does with this. New paragraph 3, she has stroke itch 3, which is baseline. 4, she has coronary disease with a stent, and that seems to be stable. Period. I'll continue metoprolol 12.5 milligrams twice a day. Plus atorvastatin, 40 milligrams daily, period. 4, she's atrial fibrillation and is on anticoagulation with Eliquis 2.5 milligrams daily, and she's also on amiodarone 100 milligrams daily for this, as well as metoprolol, period. Five, she has edema, and I will continue the Lasix, 40 milligrams daily, and metolazone 2.5 milligrams 3 times weekly, period. 6, she has severe pain, especially with dressing changes, but there's always diffuse pain in her legs due to the wounds. Period. There's slight pain from arthralgias, period. I will continue Norco 5-25 1-3 times a day, but add one dose for before dressing changes as well, period. She didn't seem to do well with much stronger analgesics, such as Butrans, in the past, period. If necessary, I might need to do a low-dose fentanyl or long-acting morphine to keep her from being in pain, but she was extremely distressed by pain and was in much pain when I saw her. It was before the wound changed, but much worse after while the wound was being changed, period. Overall, I'll continue the current plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.